joining us live right now and also live on our Facebook. So you can go to our Facebook right now, East Coast Breakfast, to check out this video. We are interviewing the man with the major leaving for France plan, Pat Lambie. How are you, Pat?
Good morning. I'm well. Thanks to you, Darren.
I'm lekker, man. I'm kind of sad that this might be our last live interview.
As you can hear, Kerry's the only one saying, woo!
I'm really happy for you. I think, you know what, you get to a place where, like anything, you know, you can't stay in high school forever. You've got to move on and whatever else. And I think that this is a great opportunity for you. I mean, go sports and all that, and you'll always be welcome back.
Yes, thank you very much, Kerry.
Yes, you're welcome, Pat Lambie.
Well, he does qualify to come back and play for the Springboks because he's had enough caps. So we might see him sooner than expected. Mm-hmm. But and we spoke to Pat recently about, because he's very, very involved with the plight of our rhinos. So we spoke to him about that recently. And at that stage, he was still sort of like, the decision is not real. Now that it is real, we know for sure that he is moving to France. What was the final straw that made you decide, Pat Lambie, that, okay, I'm going to France?
No rhinos in France.
Yeah, unfortunately, no rhinos in France. Darren, when I was going through this whole debacle of another injury, if I was going to play again, where, you know, what was best for me, I think the decision was to go and experience something new. Play in a different jersey, in a different competition, in a different country, just to try and break the cycle. It's been a tough couple of years from an injury point of view. I've by no means been unhappy in South Africa at the Sharks and with the Springboks. It was very hard to make the call to go. But once the decision was made, we've become very excited about it and are so looking forward to a new challenge.
And obviously, when the news broke yesterday, social media went crazy. You were trending like number one in Durban. I went to look at the Sharks Facebook page when they posted the article, and you know, fans were, I don't know, hurt, you know, because we feel like we own Patrick Lambie, because we've seen him from under 16 Grand Coma straight to Craven Week, under 21, you know, making the Sharks senior team. Just your message to the fans.
Look, Sky, I've been very fortunate. I feel extremely loved by everyone in Durban, all Sharks fans, Springbok supporters as well, that have shown so much support for me as an individual over the years. I guess I would love to come back to Durban one day and finish off my playing days at the Sharks. That would be a real dream. But for now, I just guess I'd like to thank them all. And hopefully this won't be goodbye forever, but just goodbye for now, and I'll see you all again soon.
Pat, is there a sense of kind of nervousness, you know, like when, if you had to change schools, almost like the new guy at the new place, do you already kind of have some friends there on the French teams, or are you going in like alien, bro, you and your wife, and you're hoping to just make some friends at the new school?
Yeah, look, there are a lot of nerves. We're stepping into a completely new environment. We're on a crash course of French at the moment, so hopefully we can communicate with the people around us in a short space of time. I do have some, there are some other South Africans that are living in Paris, which will make it easier, and some close friends of mine as well. So that'll make things a bit easier for Kate and I.
Pat Lambie in the house. So France, you've been brushing up in your French, Pat?
Yeah, crash course, Dan. Yeah. Crash course of French.
Well, that's what we should have done. We actually, when we saw all these rumors, just call up all the French schools around Durban.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Pat Lambie?
Exactly.
And then we would have put two and two
Alliance Française, like he's here right now.
But when that caller phoned in earlier and said, you're a biscuit and you're a rusk, don't be a croissant. Yeah. Pat was the first one to say, it's a croissant.
Yeah.
He corrected him.
Lars, bro.
Listen, my neighbor and ex-Sharks player, Etienne Oosthuizen, is in France now as well. But he left some of his underwear behind. Can I give it to you to take to him?
With pleasure.
He left it on the line. And will you take it?
Yes, with pleasure. Thanks, as long as it's clean.
And Pat, tell us about Racing Metro, Racing 92. What do you know about the club? I mean, I feel like the only thing we know about them is that they're super rich and they're paying Dan Carter millions. And why do you choose them?
Look, Sky, if I'm honest, I never actually thought I'd end up in France. I have a British passport, so I thought if I was to go overseas one day, the natural thing to do would be to go somewhere in the UK. But this was an opportunity that presented itself to me. It's a club that I have always enjoyed watching. I really like the colours of their jerseys. And the coaching staff and some of the other players in the squad made it a really attractive option right now. I really think it's a place I'm going to be able to grow and learn something new. So really excited about living in Paris and playing for Racing 92.
Pat, I need to ask you from the female perspective. You're married. obviously you have to take, not you don't have to, you want to, but you will be taking Kate with you.
I'm worried you, about where this is going.
No, this is, I promise, this is not hot seat time. Yeah. How do you break it to your wife that, honey, we're not looking just for a new home, we are moving provinces, we're moving countries, we're moving continents. I mean, I know it's France, so possibly it wasn't the hardest one to break, but how did you?
Yeah, I think I've been very, very fortunate. My wife has been so understanding and supportive throughout all of this and all the decisions that we've had to come to together. She is very excited about the new adventure as well. She's had to sacrifice a lot for me already, and I guess moving to France is also a big sacrifice. She's got to resign from her job and say goodbye to family and friends for a while. Hard, so. Man. I guess I'm so thankful that she's willing to do it and that she's doing it with a smile on her face. And I think it's going to be a real time of growth for us both.
And if she'd said, let's say, she'd said, Pat, I'm sorry, man, my life is here, I can't do it. Do you think you would have tried to do it separately for a while, or would you have stayed with us?
No, I definitely would have stayed. I think we're a team. And
damn it, Kate!
She wasn't, if she wasn't up for it, then it wouldn't have been right for us.
We have a question from we have a WhatsApp question for you, Pat.
Good morning, breakfast team. Good morning, Pat. Just wanted to find out, are you not worried about the physicality in the French leagues? Just come off two or three serious concussions playing Super Rugby and Springboks. Do not think the French leagues are going to be a lot more physical and demanding?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think I think my injuries have just been freak accidents. It's it definitely hasn't been anything to do with the physicality of the competitions that I've been playing in. Rugby's a contact sport, and you always run the risk of injury as soon as you step onto the field. But I think the biggest thing for me was the psychological, the mental break from it. A fresh start, like I said it earlier, in a completely different jersey, in a completely different continent, in a new competition, I think, to break the cycle and mentally to put the past in the past and move on from injuries I've had. And hopefully I'm going to have a run now of the next 7, 8, 9 years with not a scratch or a bump or a bruise.
Yes. Well, good luck, Pat, from all of us. And we're going to miss you, man.
Thank you very much, Darren. And like I said, I would love to come back one day.
We look forward to that.